Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to, or hopefully welcome back to, the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. It is Wednesday, December 21st, 2022, the shortest daylight of the entire year for us. It is college football bowl season, and week 16 of the NFL. I am your host, Matt, and I'm here with America's favorite handicapper, none other than Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve, it's been about 20 days since we last caught up, but what is up, my brother?
Well, we're just hunkering down, waiting for the great storm of the Midwest to hit tonight.
Well,
Wind chills are about 40 below tomorrow, they said, so it should make for a fun work day.
yeah, I'm sure that will be fun for you. It's hit us the last 2 or 3 days, so it's on its way, brother. It's
Went
not good.
did a little trip out to Vegas a couple weeks ago. That was not very successful, but it was a good
Hey.
time.
Yes, I was sorry I missed you all there. Well, for our regular listeners, you know the deal. Uncle Steve and I get together every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, sometimes not at all, and we kick knowledge around about the weekend slate of NFL and college games. Do our research. Steve calls it homework. We analyze the trends, coaches, weather, and we give you our picks. The only catch with this podcast is a general rule. We do a really shitty job at it. This season, the podcast is still running at a really stinky 42% clip. To give the listeners some variety, we invite guest pickers, and tonight is no different. We welcome back one of the listener favorites, Tommy from Omaha. Tommy, you joined old Uncle Steve in Vegas a couple weeks
Oh,
ago.
I
How
did.
are
It
you,
was a
and how was it?
bloodbath, man. It was a bloodbath. At least it was quick and painless.
Right,
And we got to enjoy some really bad basketball too down at the Creighton Blue Jays. So,
I was going to say the Creighton Blue Jays went 0 for during your stint there, right?
they did, they did. And as a result, even though tomorrow it's going to be below wind chills here in Omaha, I'm not going to their game tomorrow. They host the game. Can't believe it's still being played. So,
Yeah,
not
no
happening.
doubt. Plus, you somehow drug Uncle Steve to the strip, which is a very
Oh, yeah.
unusual thing.
He
Which is
didn't have a
good.
choice.
Okay,
It
all right, all
was
right.
good because it reminded me why I don't go to the strip.
He was texting me the whole weekend complaining that he wasn't sitting at some bar on
There.
Fremont Street.
Yes,
We
there.
walked in Friday night, and the first round of beers were $33 for three of them. Whoa, you knew it was going to be a good weekend.
That one hurt.
All right, Tommy, we're going to start with you as we always do. Where are you going to start at? Bowls or NFL, or where are you
Yeah, we're
going?
gonna start at bowls. We're gonna kind of go. It's almost like a game a day in essence, but this coming Friday is my first game. It's a bowl game. It's Wake Forest versus Missouri. And I don't know what we're gonna use as a line here. I had Wake Forest minus one, some have it at minus two.
I got two.
Let's go with two. Wake Forest minus two. Now this game, I've looked at it, and Missouri definitely has the momentum in its favor. They had to win the last two just to clinch this bowl game. And Wake Forest, they kind of slid into a 1-4 finish. But what I do expect, I expect that Missouri's going to have no chance of stopping this Wake Forest offense. Yes, quarterback Sam Hartman, he'll suit up one last time, cap off his lengthy career at Wake Forest with a win. This is going to be at least a 14-point victory. You guys take this one to the bank, Wake Forest minus two.
Wake Forest covering minus two. All
Copy
right.
me.
All right, Steve, after 20 days, where are you going?
Well, we're gonna start with tomorrow night, 6:30 Armed Forces Bowl down in Fort Worth, Texas. We've got Air Force versus Baylor. We got 3.5, 43.5. I haven't checked the weather down there, but
As we all know, Air Force is a run-happy team, and Baylor doesn't give up a whole lot of running. Baylor is pretty balanced on offense. Air Force's defense has only given up about 13 a game, but their schedule has been nothing short of good this year. Baylor's much better athletes. Aranda's going to have these guys ready to go. They're going to beat them by at least 2 touchdowns. I got Baylor minus 3.5.
I'm just covering that 3.5. All right. I got you covering that. I have 3 very, very, very terrible bowls, but I guess that's being the last person to pick their bowls. So I'm going to start my picks with a Independence Bowl, which is Friday afternoon, prime time, I guess. Shreveport, Louisiana. Houston -7 versus the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. The over-under on this thing is 56.5. Houston 7-5. Louisiana 6-6. The Ragin' Cajuns are without their starting quarterback, who got injured the week before Thanksgiving. Their backup played 2 games, but it was definitely a downgrade. He was 1-1, but it wasn't quite the spark that their starter was. Houston finished the season 2-2, but lost to Tulsa 37-30 in their last outing. Houston's defense is complete trash. They give up 448 yards per game and 34 points. But Louisiana's is a little better, not much. 373 per game, 23 points. So I was going to take the overs because these defenses are so shitty, but 34 plus 23 equals 57, which that's right at the line. So that doesn't give me anything. So I am just going to go here with the unders because Louisiana doesn't have their starting quarterback. So I'm going to go under 56.5 for this game. Up to you, Steve.
How about
up to you, Tommy. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I like all these picks so far. And just on a side note, we had talked about that Tennessee basketball game. They are now currently pushing with 1:50 to go. So I've got my eye on that. Just for all you other people that want winners, I can't pick one in basketball. Next game, Saturday, I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Seattle Seahawks. You know, I struggled with this game. Kansas City receives a lot of people betting in their favor, and they always seem to come up short. But I'm not going against them, and I'm not going with them. Regardless of which team you're backing, there should be a ton of offense on display here in this game. It shows both 2 of the top 7 offenses being present. The total has gone over in 5 of the Seahawks' 7 road games this year, as well as 5 of the Chiefs' last 6 in December. The over is 5-0 the last 5 times Kansas City and Seattle have met, averaging 62.6 points per game. Guys, this one's going over 48.5. That's what I have it at. I would bet it all the way up to 50.5, but you guys set the line. I've got it going over.
I got 48.5, and we'll get you with the overs.
Okay.
All right, Steve.
A little side note, Tom was 3-2 earlier in the year, so he's above 500. Last year, I think he was 5-1, so.
Yeah.
I did catch some fire late in the year because I'm usually trying to battle back from a bookie beating.
There you go. We all gotta battle back to that.
Yes.
All right, Steve, what you got?
All right, we're going out to Hawaii Saturday night at 7:00. We got San Diego State -7 and Middle Tennessee State at 49. Middle Tennessee State, they're pass happy, which could bode well against the Aztecs because their pass defense is not very good. San Diego State's offense has been sluggish for much of the year with no good wins to speak of. I was looking back and they really haven't beat anybody. So in this game, I'm going to take the points and I'm going to take plus 7, Middle Tennessee State.
Plus 7. All right. I'm going to go with the another primetime game Monday afternoon. The Quick Lane Bowl, 6-6 Bowling Green, 4-point favorite over 6-6 New Mexico State. Over on under on this thing is 48.5. Bowling Green dropped their season finale to the Ohio Bobcats and also got destroyed by Kent State the second to last week. New Mexico State, however, they're on a bit of a hot streak. If you're a regular listener, you know that New Mexico State was one of the worst teams in the nation about midway through the season, both against the spread and record-wise. But they ended the season winning 5 of their last 6, and they also covered 5 of their last 6 games. Bowling Green, on the other hand, on the season is 4-8 against the number. So I'm going to take the hot team here. I got New Mexico State plus 4. Back up to you, Tommy.
All right. Well, now we're going to go to Sunday. There's only 3 NFL games on Sunday. I guess it is Christmas, though. So, Sunday game. You guys, it's do or die time for the My Miami Dolphins. Yep, I said My Miami Dolphins. I'm a Dolphin fan for life. A loss would put their playoff hopes in grave danger, so expect Mike Daniels, the head coach, to have his guys fired up for this one. Miami's 4-2 against the spread in their last 6 games this season, and 4 of their last 5 wins at Hard Rock Stadium have come by at least 6 points. So I'm expecting at least maybe a double-digit victory here. On the other side, Green Bay is just 1-5 in its last 6 games against the AFC. Each of the Packers' last 4 losses have all come by at least 6 points as well. So, you know what? I say look for the Dolphins to build an early lead, get hot, don't look back. I'm going to take the Dolphins. I'm going to take a minus 4.5, and you can take that one to the bank.
Nice. And they're going to be nice and toasty warm in my
head. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, very good. They're a little better
team. 3 straight road games.
Yes, they want to get back to the heat.
They do. They do for sure. How about you, Steve?
All right. We're going to the guaranteed rank something bowl down there in Phoenix on Tuesday at 9:15. We got Wisconsin, 3.5, Oklahoma State, 43. This game, I didn't see who all opted out. I think that Wisconsin's quarterback entered the transfer portal.
That guy stinks.
Which would be an upgrade for Wisconsin, I believe.
Yeah.
If they got to bring in someone else. Wisconsin, they've been up and down all year. Like we said, their quarterback has been average at best. Fraylon Allen's healthy, though. That's going to be really good for Wisconsin. He is a man-child. I think he played injured for a good portion of the year. So if he's back healthy, that'll be good. Oklahoma State, they started off the season on fire, and they just fell flat.
Cooled off a bit.
But I think Wisconsin players are going to be trying to prove something for their new coach up there. And they'll come out and play hard. I got them covering the 3.5 on this one.
Covering 3.5. All right. I am going to go with the primetime Tuesday afternoon at 2:15 Central Bowl. This is the First Responder Bowl, of course, in Dallas. Another clash of powerhouse 6-6 teams. 6-6 Memphis is a 7.5-point favorite versus 6-6 Utah State. Over under on this thing is 60.5. I looked at the against the spread numbers on these two teams. Memphis is a coin flip on the season at 6-6. Utah State is a piss poor 4-8. I'd lean to the Tigers given that number, but These teams seem equally shitty. So more than a touchdown on two just like mediocre teams, I'm going to take the plus 7.5. Utah State seems like, see, I know, it seems like a little too much for pretty even teams, I think. So I'm going Utah State plus 7.5. Tommy,
okay.
NFL or another bowl game?
We're going to a bowl game next Tuesday, the Birmingham Bowl, another clash of a game that no one will be watching, Coastal Carolina versus East Carolina. So unless you live in the Carolinas,
yeah,
you don't know why you'd watch it, but
I got one that says you watch it, Thomas.
I'll be watching it, of course. Well, a little background on this game, guys. Coastal Carolina's last two losses come from the fact that their defense surrendered 605 total passing yards and defeat. You know what? There's no chance of any relief at the Birmingham Bowl against East Carolina. The Pirates average a whopping 300 yards per game, which is number 15 in the country. And they had a 314-yard effort in their last outing. So, you know, I really see that the Pirates are going to just own the ball. They're going to score a lot. We're going to look for at least probably, I'm going to say another 14-point victory as they're favored by 7.5. We're going to go East Carolina minus 7.5. Take that one to the bank.
All right. Yeah, little points going on the board with that 63.5 number, I think.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Steve, I'm guessing you're staying bowl game or not?
Yeah, we'll go one more bowl game. We got the Holiday Bowl Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Oregon and North Carolina. 14 and 73.5. You know, Oregon, they were in the mix for the Pac-12 title for most of the year. They got a potent offense and an average defense. North Carolina, they're coming off a ACC title game loss. Has a great defense or offense with a terrible defense. Freshman quarterback, I was just reading tonight, someone is trying to say that he'd been offered 5 million NIL to two different schools.
Oh my God. That's bananas.
This kid is the real deal, I believe, freshman. So I think both teams here, they're just going to air it out. This thing's going over 73.5.
Whoa. That's a big number, and he's going over it. Whew. All right. Well, they say when it's a big number, go over it. Small number, go under it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the rule book says, I think. All right, I'm done with really bad bowl games. I'm going to go really bad NFL games. I've got the Lions, 3.5-point favorite at Carolina. Over under on this thing is 49. Somehow the Carolina Panthers, my squad, have a chance of hitting my unders bet on 6 wins or making the playoffs, one of the two. So I don't even know how that's possible.
Incredible.
But it is incredible. I would love to see my squad make the playoffs. But I also have a rather sizable futures bet on Tom Brady making one last run at this trophy thing. So, and it's at like 25-1 odds. So, Lions are hot. They've won 6 of their last 7, including 3 in a row. Panthers are lukewarmish. They've won 3 of their last 5, which screws them out of any chance of like a top 2 or 3 pick. But they are absolute shit against the spread. And they're just not a good team. So I'm going to go with the Lions, Dan Campbell, staying hot and covering 3.5 in Carolina. How about you, Tommy?
Okay. Well, we've got the last one here. A week from today, Wednesday, we got Kansas versus Arkansas. Arkansas, Kansas, I guess. So, you know what? This game is shaping up to be a shootout in my book. Both teams struggle mightily on defense all season. Both of them ranked outside the top 100, Kansas being 121st and Arkansas 104th. But each team has a pretty potent offense. So, you know, I'm looking for points to be on the board. The Razorbacks did lose their top pass catcher in Jaden Hazelwood. Yeah, in addition to another fellow starter in Ketron Jackson. But they have their quarterback, Jefferson, who is, you know, he says he's going to play and he's committed to seeing this team to over 500 record. I expect Arkansas to hit just big play after big play. They're going to have a massive size advantage on the offensive line against these guys. And the team is explosive. Jefferson is a great runner. He ran for 510 yards in 10 games this season. That's really good for a quarterback. KU, you know, their defense is on the rise. They have a new coach. They had a pretty good season, even though it kind of fizzled there towards the end. I am going to go ahead and take this one over the total, guys. Take that one to the bank. Kansas and Arkansas over 68.5. I'd play it up to 70.5. It's going over 70, but whatever you guys have, we're going to go with.
I got 68.5, and yes, I agree. We saw, when we were in Vegas, we saw Kansas total go in the 80s. So,
Yes.
Well, let's not bring up that game.
No, we should not bring up that game. Sorry, Steve. A little salt in the wound there. How about you, Steve?
We're going to head on over to the NFL.
Whoa.
Bengals, 3.5. New England, 41.5.
Yes.
New England, we all saw it.
We did.
Unbelievable. What the guy was thinking, I don't know. They're not a good squad anyway. I don't think Mac Jones and Matt Patricia are gelling at all.
No?
Not sure Mac Jones likes Matt Patricia.
Doesn't feel that way.
On the other side, we've got Joe Burrow, who's starting to do Joe Burrow December, November things, where he's going to throw for 3 or 4 touchdowns a game. If he gets down a little bit, it doesn't bother him. Joe Cool. They bury, and I mean bury, New England this week. This 3.5 is way off.
There you go. Burying the Patriots, which I cannot disagree with. They are not a good team. And being probably out of the playoff contention, they probably a really bad team. All right. Well, I'm going to go to a really bad NFL game. I'm going to go with the Ravens -7 against the Falcons. Over-under on this thing is 35. As we discussed earlier, when a over-under total is that low, you take the unwatchable under and you don't watch that game and you just check the score at the end. So I'm going to go under 35 in the Ravens-Falcons game, and I am not watching that damn thing. If anything shows up on the red zone, which I doubt happens, I'll see it. But other than that, I'm just going to check the score and see how we go on that. All right. Yeah.
Wow, there we go.
What day is that game on, Maddie?
What?
What day is that game? Saturday? Is that a Saturday kick?
That is a Saturday kick, yes. There's going to be way too much to watch other than that game.
Right. All right, well, I got some Circumillions updates.
Oh, boy. Yes.
So, looking through it today, our week one guest picker, Jace, they are tied for 99th with 46.5 points. 7 behind the leader, so they get hot. They're going to cash if they get pretty hot.
Yeah.
Matt, me and you for the season are tied for 37-37.
Ooh.
Out of 46-82, and that's with 33.5 points.
That would be bottom third.
For the quarter.
Yeah.
We are tied for 43-17 out of 46-82 with 2 points.
Two points this quarter. That,
right? We are 2-8 to start the quarter. There's one team that is still over. So we're right in the we're in a good spot for this booby prize. If we can run off a 1-14 for the next 3 weeks.
Be riding the money, man.
Should be right there.
Well, you know which games we're going with, the ones we just gave. Plus, we probably should leave Tommy's out because he said go to the banquet, though.
Yeah, you're going to the banquet line. You guys leave my picks alone.
Well, we should. We should. Absolutely. Wow. Yes, we are stinking up this quarter. But guess what? It might pay off in the end. We'll see. All right, Tommy, you got any parting words?
Well, when I go 5-0 this week, I want you guys gloating about my successes on the next podcast. So
we will.
I'm running the table all the way to the bank.
All the way to the bank. Yes. All right.
Well, we know next week's web developer will be on, and we know he ain't going 5-0.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. We do know that for sure. All right, very good. Make sure to give us a follow on Twitter at PilePicks. Go to the website, but I feel like that's a little lacking right now. So if you want to go to the website, at least you can click on a link and get to the podcast, steamingpileofpicks.com. And as they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But as they say in the real world, if you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably it. Good night, Merry Christmas, and good luck at the window.